that and get off my lawn. Like,
yep. Boom.
Chickaboom.
Did you just call me a chickaboom?
I didn't not just call you a chickaboom.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the six. It's the April Fool's Nothing podcast.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, of course he's not.
With your host,
do the thing.
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna. Happy New Year!
Happy Noobla.
It's 2019, everyone.
Yay.
We should celebrate.
I like celebrating.
I concur. Doctor.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Oh, yeah, this is happening. Boom.
I've seen a lawnmower with a pull start, but I don't think I've ever seen a bottle with a pull start.
Yeah,
that's a waxy swirl thing, right?
That's kind of fucking awesome.
Salsa is currently removing wax from a bottle of something that is now bubbling.
Hold.
It looks like apple juice with bubbles, but I'm pretty sure that's not what's in there.
That is not at all what is in there. No.
I'm.
I don't know what's in there, but it's angry.
There's alcohol
so
in there.
Angry.
Oh, there is.
Excellent.
Uh oh.
Is this champagne? Am I going to get...
No, this is not champagne.
Oh, good.
Should I...
It's better.
Is it... This is quite a sound. This must be a treat for the listeners. I mean that. Like, what a...
Yeah.
What a crazy awesome sound that was. Thank you, Salsa.
Oh, my God. Also, I had pizza last night, so...
Oh!
If I'm extra gassy today...
Yeah, you're a cavalcade of gaseous noises, then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why am I the one that sits away from the fart cupboard?
Because we use it more often.
I mean, that's fair.
And because the buttons are on this side?
Button? Button? Who's got the button?
I don't have the button. The button and the booze.
Next
I'm just
on
here
BBC
to be served.
Fold. Button, button. Who's got the button?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, what else is doing this thing? Are you done now?
Maybe.
Because,
that was
some
damn fine engineering, son.
Yeah. I ran into Engineer Corwin.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Bottom you and up. I have plans. All right.
Mm.
What is this magical creation?
That is my pomegranate mead.
Oh, my God, yes.
From 2 years ago now?
Oh. Wow.
3 years ago now?
I love this, and I want
it like
in my mouth
sweetness.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got just a touch of tart and a touch of sweet, and it's, yeah. I'm. This is mine now. You can't have it.
This is where Jenna lives now.
In the bottom of a pomegranate mead cup, you are not far off.
I have one more bottle in the entire world left.
A pair of little kicking legs sticking out. Yeah.
But this seemed like a pretty good new way to ring in the new year.
Yay! Thank you. Cheers.
Good on
Happy
you.
New Year. Clinky, clinky.
Some lawn chairs. Eye contact. Eye contact.
All right.
Oh God.
So, do we want to do some like New Year's thing, or do we want to just say fuck it and do a regular show?
I mean,
like I don't really do New Year's resolutions.
Neither do I.
I gave it up for New Year's.
Yeah, oh, bloody fucking hell.
This
did,
is.
Did I tell you about when I gave up my virginity for Lent? I didn't, but it was a fun joke.
This is not a New Year's resolution because this is something that we had already planned on doing. It just time-wise lined up correctly.
All right.
But my wife and I are redoing the basement.
Rad.
Yay!
And it's like we started out by doing one thing, but doing that involved like having to do something else, which meant we had to do something else, which meant we had to do something else.
Sure, I get it.
So we want to build a wall around the furnace.
Okay. Mm. Thank you for finishing that.
Yeah, we're just going to, you know, because...
Are you going to make the people fund it?
Because our...
How about Mexico?
The furnace is going to pay for it.
Okay.
God damn it! I'm so mad all the time now.
Yep. We want to, you know, build a furnace room, because right now our basement is just one big open area.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we want to actually wall off the furnace.
Sure.
Make it, you know, storage and a furnace area so that the basement is more kid-friendly.
Sure.
That makes sense. It's not like you guys have kids or anything.
I know,
have
right?
all those kids tripping into the furnace and
but,
have to make more.
Because our basement is just one big open area that has been our storage since we moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
building a wall means we have to clean up part of the basement.
Yeah.
And cleaning up part of the basement means we actually have to go through some of the stuff that's been in our basement for 10 years decide whether or not we're going to keep it or throw it away or do something with it, which involves both of us actually cleaning the basement.
Oof.
And since we're doing that, I might as well get my craft area and the sewing area set up. Yeah. So, like, everything is... Our basement is basically going through an entire makeover because we wanted to do one thing.
That's fucking awesome.
I'll bring the eyeshadow and lipstick.
I get this joke.
Yes,
your basement will be fine. We'll just take off her glasses and let her hair down, and then...
Oh, yeah, and then she'll be sexy for prom.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm glad we're on the same fucking joke.
Yeah!
And that's right. My 2018.
All right.
I was actually thinking back on, like, 2018. I didn't do, like, a 2018 post or anything like that. But I'm like, last year, I got to do violence choreography for 4 different shows, plus do violence in another show.
Awesome.
Which I was also a lead in while I was directing one of 2 of the shows that I directed for Duck. Mm-hmm. Klingon Christmas Carol is just like, whatever. We had a fantastic Die Laughing. I moved, I got a new job, and I got a boyfriend. I had a lot of shit. Justin went to prom and then graduated, like, fucking all of this stuff in 2018. And I'm like, you know what? Can I just take 2019 off? No, I can't.
I think you've accrued enough vacation.
I'm already involved in 2 shows for this coming year. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's not... Plus, I've started Die Laughing stuff. Plus, which, by the way, listeners that are local and that care, the application for Die Laughing 2019, Die Laughing 6, is up and available at DieLaughingMarathon.com.
DieLaughingMarathon.com?
DieLaughingMarathon.com. The webmaster put it up, so no, we have that. Ha ha, sucker!
Smacks of effort.
Yep. So, that's up and available and ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More changes for better usability are on their way already.
Yeah.
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 Not that I know anything about that.
I've heard rumors.
Yeah.
As in, people keep coming to me for things. They're like, hey, Jenna, fix this. I'm like, I'm not actually the person in charge of that thing.
Yeah.
It happened to me twice yesterday and once today.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm not blaming people for coming to
me
for
stuff.
Still not fixed,
by the way. That's because I haven't fixed it yet, also. That would be why it's not fucking fixed.
Maybe you should
The fact that, like... 2 people came to me for 2 things yesterday and was like, Jenna, make it go. And I'm like, I actively can't make this one go. That one's not me.
Yep.
And then, like, once today, and I'm like, I probably could fix that one, but it's not my job, so I'm going to, you know, push that one away. I'm like...
I'm going to start...
Does everybody actually think I do everything?
Yes.
Like, because I don't.
Yeah.
And, like, people know, like...
I'm going to create a Google web form that leads into a ticketing system.
Oh, God. To be fair, that's not an awful idea for us to have.
Oh, shit.
And we can talk to, because we are talking about new hosting space for various things, which I want to get both of you in on a conversation for that.
Yeah.
But we might actually have the ability to do shit like that.
Man.
Anyway.
If I were going to do that, I would actually learn ServiceNow administration and create a...
It depends on what we've got with our specific package thing. We're not going to
get
a new application that we have to pay more money for.
Oh, yeah.
We're like a nonprofit. We don't actually have money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I have cunning plans.
Mm.
Or at least an cunning plan.
Anyway. we can talk about that later.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But yeah, like that was 2018 for me, was just like, and after having said that already, I realized that I forgot like various other shows that I was involved with.
Yeah.
Like there was Fringe stuff, and there was, you know, a couple of Encyclopedia shows and some Ville shows and Monster Science Ensemble shows, and just like
awesome.
Ensemble.
Ensemble. Yeah, I'm just like, 2018 was a hell of a fucking year.
Yeah.
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 What?
Had a lot happen, man.
Okay, so...
I mean, wait, I forgot to say, yeah. I got promoted, and then I got a new job. I forgot that part. Forgot about where I got promoted.
This last year has been so long.
Mm-hmm.
This has been... I understand that, you know, in leap years are only, like, one day more. This was not a leap year, was it?
No.
I didn't think so, but if this has been the longest year I've experienced, I'm pretty sure, in my entire life. This has just been an incredibly long fucking year, and that, well, not this year, last year.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. It was an incredibly long fucking year, and I just, during the Ville show, during the Fuck 2018 Ville show, when they were like, all of this shit happened, I was like, man, that seems like forever ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've got so much shit happening due to various reasons.
Yeah.
Mostly one, actually, but, you know, whatever.
Weird.
It's
almost like every day I wake up, and it's like the Office Space thing, every day is the worst day of my life. Every day is a little bit worse than the day that came before, and that means that when you're seeing me on any given day, at any given moment, you are seeing me at the worst day of my life. Wow, man, that's fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I really... Really bad stuff happened this year, but some really good stuff happened this year, too.
Yeah.
At least to me. So, that's... Good. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Salsa?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you have holidays?
Yep.
Me too.
No, in all seriousness, we went to Wisconsin to visit my brother.
Nice.
And various of my siblings were there. My parents were there. We went skating, ice skating, and you know, and then we had the food. And when I say the food, I mean we had
all the food.
I brought my deep fryer that I got from Mud a few years back. Thank you, Mud.
Yeah,
Mud.
Yeah, thank you, Mud.
That is seriously one of the best Christmas presents I've gotten, because that thing got a lot of use over the weekend. We made... what did I make?
True Stone Coffee, right there in the deep fryer.
Right. I made bacon...
I want deep-fried coffee beans now.
Ooh.
Covered in chocolate.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it, but now I do.
Yeah,
I made bacon jalapeno cheese balls.
Oh, my God.
In the deep fryer. It's bacon and just dice up a jalapeno, and you put it in cream cheese, and then you bread it, basically, and you throw it in the deep fryer. Super, super good. We served it with a plum sauce.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Those were great. And then, because I had the deep fryer, one of the things that my brother said was...
My mouth is now watering.
Because I have a pretty large family.
Yeah.
And so people were going to be there from, you know, from, like, Friday until Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. So he was like, I know, we'll have each family do a meal. You know?
Really good mead, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's delightful.
So, like, lunches were kind of whatever, but, like, dinners and breakfasts, like, where somebody picked a meal and that was the family. And so my wife and I, we had a couple of breakfasts. So the one breakfast, the first breakfast we were there, I made a bunch of quiche.
Yeah?
And the sausage asparagus quiche that we made was the fucking toast of the town.
Oh my God, I believe it.
It was real good. And we also made a ham and cheese quiche, and we made a bacon and broccoli quiche.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
I want all
of that in my face.
And then the next morning...
Mouth in my mouth. I'm going to put it in my mouth. Yeah.
And then the next morning, because I had the deep fryer there, my brother was like, oh, so you could make... Scotch eggs. And I
went, man.
Theoretically, yes, I could make scotch eggs. And so we did. and I made a lot of scotch eggs. I made like
God damn it.
Almost 2 dozen scotch eggs. And it took a fucking long time, but goddamn, were they
good. Sounds like a good morning.
So
good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, homemade scotch eggs.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I'm jealous.
But yeah, and like I said, just constant.
I believe I'm salivating audibly.
Just food. It was food was the basic. Like that was you know, my mother basically spent the entire weekend making pastry, and dinners were just one mouth-watering course after another. You know,
nice.
It was
sounds rough.
It was yeah. Terrible.
Sounds like a super tough time for you.
Yeah.
You want to compare holidays?
No.
That's fair.
No, I really don't, because nope. I'm happy with what I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we came home and you know, had Christmas celebration with my mother-in-law. The kids got all the toys, like they do.
I believe it.
Yeah.
They were very, very pleased. We got to... So my brother lives in Sparta, Wisconsin. And
fuck. All right.
What?
Nope. We're skipping it.
I am Sparta. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Oh my god.
I fucking.
If
told
I didn't
you.
Say it,
the fact that you laughed about it in the first place,
the fact that you kept asking, and he was like, "No,
this is not on me." I tried to go past it.
I blame both of you.
To be
that's fair,
I only said it out loud so that maybe we could move past this. Can we move past this now?
Let's talk about it some more first.
I am Sparta.
fuck.
God damn it.
I love you, James.
I hate everybody in this room, myself included.
Accurate, yeah.
Uh-huh. So I asked my brother, because Lilibeth was going to be missing hockey practice because we were in a different state.
Sure.
So I was like, hey, Carl, is there a skating, like an ice arena near
you?
Mm. And he was like, yeah, there's one a few blocks away. And he like pointed me at the website. And I looked, and Sunday night, open skate. Skate with Santa.
Oh,
what the shit?
And I was like, yes, we're doing that.
Oh, my God.
And so we all brought our skates. And that place was really busy.
Weird.
Like, there was, like, a lot of people went skating on Sunday night, right before Christmas. And we had a blast. Had a really great time.
So
my daughter got to show off to Grandma and Grandpa how good a skater she was.
Oh, that's awesome.
My God. I saw a video that you guys posted. I don't know if it was from that, but...
No, that was from her practice.
She is fucking booking it now.
No, she's getting pretty steady on those things.
Yeah.
She's still more comfortable when she has the hockey stick.
Sure. Because
that gives her
a balancing point. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, she can... use that as a third point of contact, which you know, really gives her a lot more steady.
Yeah.
When she can't have her stick on the ice, when they're doing drills that like they have to put their sticks down, she's a little bit more unsteady.
Sure.
But then they play games like freeze tag, and she forgets.
Oh, sure.
To be unsteady.
Yeah.
And then she just freaking zips around.
That's awesome.
Like
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So
that was like when. Well, during your birthday, I was real wobbly and unstable, and then you were like, boop, and gave me a little shove, and then I went chasing after you, and I was super confident for those 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fair.
She does.
I still liked watching you and Mr. Lund, like, lumberjack ice skating. It was so beautiful. Sure. Yeah, very beautiful.
That was a fun time.
Yeah.
I'd have to do that again.
Yeah.
I will still save winter. Bench seats for everybody once again and drink hot cocoa.
It's big of you.
Yeah. I'll drink hot cocoa and sacrifice my time on the ice.
I toast
your
sacrifice.
For you guys. Yeah. For you guys.
I mean, it's big of you is way better than it's big of me.
Mm.
Oh?
Yep. Because... one is much less illegal.
Fair.
You know, Joe was talking about making chili.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm going to have to get a fat separator. I'm like, what did you call me? And what are we doing with our relationship? I floored him.
Mm-hmm.
But that just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
The other thing So not only did I make the quiche in the morning,
oh, yeah?
but I made homemade clotted cream and served it on homemade British scones.
I hate you so much.
With homemade strawberry jelly.
Well, all right.
I can't even right now.
Yes. it was good.
Your hatred for him right now is very literally the icing on his very literal cake.
Oh, so good. So yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That was...
I
don't know if I had anything else I wanted to talk about.
I did something kind of dumb. I went...
Surprise.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I went Christmas shopping. I had gotten all of my family's gifts and that kind of stuff, everything together, a week beforehand, but I got... there were a few extra things that I picked up. On the 23rd of December, I went to the Mall of America on the 23rd.
You're not a smart man, are you?
No. I've warned people about this, that I am not a clever man. But it was also just to be there and be supportive for somebody else while they Christmas shopped.
Sure.
And, to help ford the rivers of people. You know, and it was actually a lot better than I expected.
Yeah?
Yeah. No hands were thrown. Like, it was kind of a peaceful, relaxing time. I could not tell that it was the day before Christmas Eve. It was, we found parking easily. We went in, we transacted our business. We window shopped. We went the fuck home. Like, it was fine. I don't know.
I blame online shopping.
I'm genuinely okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, the absence of people might make malls cool again. I know.
I'm going to say this. And I'm going to hate myself for this.
Oh, all right.
But malls being cool is a radical concept.
Aw.
Yep.
I mean, just watch Mallrats.
This last year, a bunch of mall Santas were talking about how fucking bored they were.
Mm. Aw.
Yeah. Because it used to be that they would have a line going the entire length of the mall, and then just in the last... Like, last year, there was still a long line, but then this year, they would have, like, maybe 10 kids waiting, and then nothing.
I blame both online shopping and the general decline of our economy. Have some depression along with your holidays. I'm helpful.
You know, if you're going to have a depression, why not make that depression great again?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, I made myself real sad now.
Yeah, you did.
Fuck.
Yeah. Also, I joke about hating you.
It's a little closer.
That's becoming less of a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. No, and then there was the Ville show.
How was that?
Last weekend.
The magicalness that was, oh my God.
I removed Facebook from my phone, the Facebook app from my phone, and just have a link to Facebook so that I have to intentionally check it. It will not give me notifications.
See, I have the app, but it doesn't give me notifications. Because I turned them off.
Oh, I suppose I could do that. Yeah, but I hate them both. And using the website is such a terrible experience, it encourages me to get the fuck off of Facebook. So there's that, where if it's easy to use, I almost feel more inclined to continue using it.
Yeah.
But I still fucking hate it. Just me being a crabby old man, I removed it. But I was like, okay, there's a show tonight. I'm a backup. I'm the safety. For if anything happens, if somebody's, car breaks down or something like that, I'm the person who comes in
Right.
And takes that person's place. And I checked it in the morning, and I was like, oh, everything's fine. Everything's great. And then in the middle of my therapy session, somebody bowed out. Necessarily, somebody bowed out. And I got that message in the middle of therapy, so I'm talking to my therapist, and I'm like, and you're kind of watching me have a meltdown right now, because now I'm panicked. I wasn't panicked before, but I'm real anxious. I'm nervous now, and I you know, he's trying to talk me through it. He's like, all right, what's your usual process? And I was like, usually I would just go home and freak out and prepare. And he was like, okay, so what are you going to do this time? And I was like, you know, we're like 15 minutes from the end of the session. I think I might call this one early and go home and freak out and prepare. And he's like, if you know what works for you, go ahead and do this thing.
No, so that makes I did. Sense entirely.
Yeah, I just, like, I went home and I spent 2 hours freaking out and writing new jokes. And because I had been writing a few new jokes, but not nearly as many as I wanted. And I don't know. There's just something about that that made me like, okay, all right, I'm doing it, getting on this. And then we had a couple more bouts of illness, and the backup got called in off the bench, and then we had someone be the backup for the backup's backup, and he just got to sit and watch the show, which I was kind of glad, because there's a level of absurdity that is appropriate.
Yeah.
But I had a fucking blast.
Yeah?
I had a fucking blast.
That's awesome.
I think the show went okay, but I am either correct that I did not do a great job, or I have legitimate imposter syndrome. I don't know. I don't know which.
It could be both.
It could be both.
Yeah. Por que no los dos?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
But the hard thing is, like, I enjoyed doing it, and I want to do that again, but I also feel like I'm the worst at it, and it's really, I don't know.
No, I could tell you who's the worst at it. It's not you.
Yeah, but Salsa left. That's... Salsa, the look on your face makes just every life choice I've made.
I'm glad our listeners can hear the look on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's possible they can.
Yeah, that is entirely possible. He does have facial hair again.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. I never thought I would be appreciative of that scruffy, straggly whatever that is just, that attacks your chin.
Wow.
Somehow that is better.
Yeah.
And I did not think you were correct in your assessment.
Such a relief.
And you are.
Yeah.
Whew.
Like, I was getting used to you having no facial hair, and now I'm like, is Salsa slightly more handsome today?
Nope.
He's got more beard. That must be it.
Is Salsa slightly less creepy today? Yes.
Ah, that may also be.
That's the one.
But, then in the a backup of the backup's backup is watching the show, that kind of thing. 5 minutes before our call time, Tim sends the group a message, and Tim, the director of Viltan, sends the group a message. He's like, "Hey, tomorrow's 10 o'clock show just canceled.
Do we want to fill in for that?
Yeah, do we want to do another fucking Vil show?" And it was...
yes and, motherfuckers.
It was apparently incredibly successful. Yeah, because we had sold out Friday completely.
Yeah.
And then some people were turned away at the door, but they already knew that they could come back for a repeat performance.
Mm-hmm.
Another show, another Fuck 2018 show.
The next day.
The next day, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And then I got a message from Tim in the morning on Saturday, and it was like, it's okay, we've got you covered.
Excellent.
You can just enjoy your night. Okay.
Good.
All right.
Cool. I'm down.
I did.
Yeah.
And I went to Hallmark heckling.
Yeah, you did. Oh, that was fantastic. I was already 5 sheets by the time you showed up. I think I only got like an hour, maybe an hour and a half head start on you guys. But yeah.
You used it well.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did. Mm. Yeah. I had tacos and then all of the booze. There was I was like
good.
My latest bottle cocktail, as I like to call them.
Oh, it's, bottle cock.
I mean, yeah.
Tail.
Yeah. No, bottle cocktails. It's a cocktail that you make in the bottle. So, mm-hmm. like...
it's like a walking taco like, for your mouth.
Yeah, for booze. Like, I'll make Dr. Tiki's in a Dr. Pepper bottle. Fucking right?
Salsa.
What? I'm a actually... A walking
taco. It is for your mouth. I don't... I'm so mad at you right now for defaming walking tacos. So you're making a bottle cocktail.
Yeah, like you know how I do my Dr. Tiki's.
Yeah.
With the Dr. Pepper can, and then I pour.
Dr. Tiki, Dr. Tiki.
But I do it with the can out at Fest. I actually do it with a Dr. Pepper bottle.
Sure.
Like the little.
Crew cap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a 2 liter bottle, but like just one of the
20 ounce.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You sip a little off the top, you pour some booze in it, and suddenly cocktail. Like it's great.
Yeah.
Suck a little off the top. Yeah. Pour some booze into it. Jenna had a date like that once.
Yeah. So many of them.
I need to take myself on a date like that.
Yeah.
Huh.
So my most recent current favorite bottle cocktail is Green Apple Angry Orchard
mm-hmm.
with Fireball.
Oh, mm-hmm. shit.
Cinnamon yeah. apple, I can see it.
Yeah, cinnamon apple.
Fuck, and that sounds
you get,
good.
You get the sweetness, because the green apple is a very sweet cider, but you get that sweetness balanced against the Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down like fucking candy. I would
have expected the green apple to be tart.
No, it's not really, like, it's got some, okay. Granny Smith taste to it, but it's pretty sweet overall, honestly. But yeah, and then you mix that green appleness with the cinnamon of the Fireball, and the sweet Fuck. And the punch balance each other out, and it's pretty much the best cocktail ever.
Cool. Yeah, that does sound really
good. I create my next awesome bottle cocktail, but... All right. I've been going on this one for a few months. I think since October. So
good on you.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking amazing.
Highly recommend. You, all right. you open the bottle, you take a swig,
mm-hmm.
maybe two, fill with Fireball, and enjoy.
Lovely.
If I must.
Oh yes. We can do that if you guys would like. I already know what it's like. But
times are tough.
Yeah.
Well, I know what we're doing for our drink next week.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
But I had, I think, like three or four of those before you guys showed up in that hour and a half. So that's like...
I could tell because you were glad to see me. That's
yeah.
Wow.
I think...
Yeah.
I think I had three of those cocktails in an hour and a half. Which is basically six... drinks in an hour and a half, because it's roughly a shot of Fireball in each of those. So,
those bottles are not big enough. My God.
Nope. I stole the rest of it.
No, I...
But, yeah. I was pretty shwasted.
Well, and it was just... Like, it was a super fucking fun time, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, the Jew trying to learn the meaning of Christmas may have been my favorite part of that.
I love Yitta so much. She's so just wonderful. Yeah, she's a great festie, a great boothie, and a great friend. Yitta had never watched an Christmas movie,
mm-hmm.
Christmas movie one, and she's there and...
She's never seen Die Hard?
I don't think she has.
No.
She had never seen...
Or Gremlins.
Any Christmas Carol adaptation. She had never seen...
any of the Hallmark Christmas Carols.
Oh, God.
I don't think she'd seen the Claymation stuff.
No, that's right. When I walked in, it was...
But Muppet Christmas Carol / George C. Scott Christmas Carol...
No.
Are not just some of the great Christmas movies. We did watch Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
yeah.
We watched Muppet Christmas Carol, and she was like, "You are right. This is amazing."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And she was like, "I don't know. I still don't know what the spirit of Christmas is. I don't know what the meaning of Christmas is." But it's that was a great movie.
Commerce.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. We all, what was it? Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The yep. Rankin and Bass.
Oh my God, she had a field day with that. Oh but yeah. Fuck.
Well, it is a legitimately bad movie.
Which yeah. one is that?
The claymation Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's like the backstory of Kris Kringle.
Yeah. Oh right.
And you've got the miser.
It's the sister to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Right, basically, exactly, yeah.
The lesser known one.
Yep. And like there are things in that movie that I find legitimately charming.
Yeah.
But the premise and the execution are both hilarious.
Bad. So bad.
But I enjoy watching it and yeah. I enjoyed heckling it even more.
Yeah.
MST3K the shit out of that.
Oh
that,
yeah, that's what Hallmark heckling is all about. Mm-hmm. That it's
the Christmas Prince.
Yeah.
Oh, you watched some of the Hallmark yes. ones, didn't you? Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why did you do that?
To heckle, and it yeah. was beautiful.
I can't even heckle those. I'm no, just
what's
too
fantastic
painful.
Is we watched the Christmas Prince.
Yeah,
and then we watched the sequel.
Right.
Why would you do that?
What was it? The Christmas Wedding the or the Wedding Prince?
Oh, God.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But they are both awful movies.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched them?
Fuck.
I was forced to watch it last Christmas at work.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because we had the big, you know, shit. God boards above yeah. our work area yeah, yeah. And over Christmas, fuck. You know, on Fridays after a certain point, we would usually watch Netflix.
Man,
and
I
then during Christmas,
that.
They had those on all day, and somebody decided that we were going to watch fucking Christmas Prince. So we've got Christmas Prince on the big fucking Jumbotron in front of me at work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real bad.
I wanted to stab myself more than I usually do at work.
We had some really good riffs on that movie, too.
Yeah. Well, and part of the fun is just saying, if you haven't seen it, predicting what happens next.
Yeah.
And then being delighted when you are correct.
Delighted? Or
I was legitimately delighted during one particular scene.
Yeah, there was a scene that I was super, super happy about being correct about.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good scene.
Nobody,
I'm saying I was really happy that I was correct about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Even be
like I see it through your plot.
In the opening credits, I could have told you what was going to happen in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually did.
Exactly.
I walked in and I was like, all right, so this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And somebody who had seen the movie, I think it was Abby, was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So. But that is the point of the Hallmark heckling. And that's where I ran into Engineer Corwin, by the way.
Okay.
He was there with friend.
Oh, so I must have just missed him.
I think so, yeah. I think you guys were like chips passing.
No.
Yeah, or you were just in different areas.
Mm-hmm. Also
one
possible.
One of the two. Because I think you were both there pretty late.
Hmm.
I didn't leave too much after you, so...
Hmm.
But, yeah. Ran into him and got caught up on stuff and just chit-chat, and that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a good guy. Don't tell him I said that, but, you
I
know,
never would.
It was fun, and we've started plotting.
Oh.
Plotting is good.
And I'm not going to tell you guys what.
Ooh.
I'm just going to leave
secret
it hanging there.
Secret plotting is good.
All right.
Secret plotting.
Secret door. Yeah. No, that was a fucking outstanding time.
Mm.
Speaking of things that are on Netflix that are holiday themed, there is a horror movie marathon of horror shorts. Each one of them is
more shorter than the last.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are all, each one is a different holiday. But it goes through the calendar of the year, ending with New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And legitimately, some of them are pretty fucking gross and spectacular.
Okay.
But then some of them are hilarious.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're just excited this is a thing that exists?
I watched it for the first time on New Year's Eve, and it was
okay. Now I understand
spectacular.
Better.
Cool. Yeah.
We did the kids' New Year
nice. Thing.
We had all of the kids over at our house that, you know, all my kids' age to, you know, hang out. And they ran around and ran around and just went crazy. And
weird.
There was sword fighting and
it's almost like they're full of boundless energy.
And chocolate fondue.
Oh, shit.
God.
Yeah, we had chocolate fondue.
I'm going to put this fire out by throwing gasoline at it.
Oh, yeah. No, we had chocolate fondue with angel food cake and strawberries and bananas and
fuck.
And Nilla wafers and, oh, yeah. No, we sugared them up good. And then we had, you know, the sparkling grape juice that we gave the kids. And then around, like, 9:30 or so.
Sure.
We did the Netflix kids countdowns.
Oh.
Netflix has a series of these.
Interesting.
Like, all of these kids shows, like the shows that our kids love, each one had like a 2 minute long video where like the characters run around and they're getting ready and getting excited and then they do the countdown and they're happy. So like Super Monsters had one. And like
the PJ Masks or whatever.
Yeah, PJ Masks had one. And okay. Skylanders had one.
Holy shit!
And like you know, so you would just. But Netflix had this. If you go to the kids section, it just had like a 2019 thing, and you'd click on it, and it would show a list of all of the different kids shows
Holy
that had
shit.
Done one of these 2 minute shorts. And so you got the kids with their little sparkling grape juices, and then you click play. And the characters run around, and they Beat Bugs. That was another one. Beat Bugs one was great, because they sang Beatles songs. It was fun.
Oh,
that is nice.
Are you not familiar with Beat Bugs?
Nope.
No.
Oh, you need to see Beat Bugs. Beat Bugs is
apparently.
I love watching Salsa get excited over children's programming.
Beat Bugs.
He's continue. Not wrong.
No.
Beat
well, Bugs. I mean, is I just finished.
Right.
Whole cartoon series.
Yeah.
Beat Bugs is a kids' show.
High fives all around then.
Where every show is centered around a Beatles song.
Oh, shit.
And they sing the Beatles song.
I don't know that I but like, get to sleep without watching
but
that
But, like,
tonight.
The whole premise of the episode is this Beatles song.
It's a shame that the Beatles had so few songs.
I know, right? So
fuck.
Like, they had one episode where, you know, the mean, you know, the mean cockroach came into town and was like, you know, give me all of your, you know, food, and, you know, that way I can help, blah, blah, blah. And then they sang Taxman. And then, like, one episode was one of the Beatles gets stuck inside of a bottle, and so he sings Help.
Oh, my God.
They're legitimately amazing.
The weird thing is, the title of the show is familiar to me because I was listening to Beatles tracks most of the weekend, and a couple of the covers that I encountered were under Beat Bugs, and I was like, oh, this must just be a cover band.
No, it's a kids' TV show that is just...
That's fucking awesome.
Beatles songs. And now
that is pretty awesome.
There's actually another one now that I like, but my kids seemed less interested in, that is... Basically Beat Bugs, but Motown songs.
Oh.
Also phenomenal.
What is the title of this fucking
Motown
show?
Motown something.
Okay,
I don't remember off the top of my
head. All right, thank you. I will at least know what to look for.
Yeah, but anyway, just go to the kids section of Netflix and you'll look
Fair
for
enough.
Beat Bugs and you'll... Yeah. So you know, we watch, and then we do the countdown, 10, 9, you know, and 1, Happy New Year, and then the kids drink their little glass of grape juice, and then they're like, do another one! I was like, okay, so we do another one. 10, 9, 8, you know.
Oh my God,
Happy New Year! You know, and then, like, by 9:30 or 10 o'clock, we, you know, kids went home, and, you know, the parents settled in, went to sleep. We had a fire in the fireplace. It was great.
Aww. Mm-hmm. God, that does sound
lovely. So one of the kids that was there, I think he's like 2 years old.
Sure.
But he noticed the sword on my wall upstairs.
Oh yeah?
My engagement sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he really wanted that. Like, he wanted to play with that thing. And we were like, no, no, you're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. But we got into the conversation of you know, swords and weaponry and our weapon collections and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. and each one of us, you know, because we're all fessies, we were talking about our various sword collections and weapons and stuff like that. And I go, yeah, I actually have two weapon collections now. I have my display collection and my edible right. collection.
Right.
I actually understand
exactly.
this.
And my friend, one of my friend Fidelity, seriously took a minute to just, like, she just kind of sat there going, edibles, what? Like, he's got just, like, chocolate swords or something? And just, and when she finally got it.
Oh, my God.
Just because we're, we had kind of moved on at this point. She was like, oh! And she's like, what happened over there?
Yeah.
The edible collection! Oh.
Yes.
I have a display collection.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fight collection. Yep.
Yeah.
And I have one dance sword.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That doesn't, like, I pretty much bulk it in my display collection.
Right.
Although I display all my swords, so.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? But yeah, like, it's weird to have just that one off.
Yeah.
Thinking of getting another dance sword so that then I can have a dance sword collection.
Have a pair, yeah. At least.
Right.
Hmm.
Plus, there's one I've been eyeing, plus the one that I have has been falling apart. I tell you guys
it's
about
showing
that.
Its years.
I tell you guys about that bit. It was a few years back with Eric Thompson. he plays Pietro the Poet out at Fest. And the handle on my dance sword was super loose. So he basically did an on guard with his quill.
Right.
And so I did an on guard with my sword, and we did a fake, like, sword fight type thing. Like, he just hit my sword, and he didn't know this either. I twisted the sword just enough
and
to make the sword fall apart, thus proving
the pen is
mightier than the sword.
Oh, that's so good!
Fuck.
And that's amazing!
I don't have many glorious improv moments. But that was it right there.
That's in one there, of them. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, how do I complete this sword fight? How do I... Oh, God. Oh, God.
What's
oh,
our
God.
Finale
and
here,
he
yeah.
doesn't even know. So, like, when I did it, Eric had no idea that was a thing that I could do.
That's good.
I just... Yes! So I should probably get another sword, because that one's a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can make it break apart by flicking your wrist.
Not yeah. as much anymore. I took it to Northern Edge.
Oh, sure.
Northern Edge Armory.
Does
and
good work.
He did some pretty good work, but it's a pretty shitty sword.
You can only do so much.
So
yeah.
It's currently fixed, but he and I are both like, it may or may not hold, so eh.
By the way, if you have a weapons collection, you should probably take that weapons collection to Northern Edge to get it cleaned up and polished.
Northern Edge Armory, you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do good work.
Yeah, they do real good work.
I don't know if it's .com.
I think it might be. I'll look it up.
Anyway.
Thank you.
But, no, he actually has, like, specialized cleaning stuff. And if you need not just cleaning or repair, but rentals,
mm-hmm.
He has access to a whole bunch of stuff, including... If you need to rent a scimitar, you can talk to Northern Edge, and then they'll talk to me.
Fair.
Apparently, I'm the scimitar supplier in town. But
they're able to make your sword food grade, so you know, there's that.
Nice. And
that's important to some.
Yeah, for some people, that is exceedingly important. Yeah.
Well, not just
can't
food
imagine
grade,
who,
though,
but...
because he does the same kind of treatment for combat weapons.
Yeah.
I've purchased weapons that I said do not sharpen, and they have gotten to me sharpened, and I've been like, all right, Northern Edge, do me a favor, fix this.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even the edge, it was just the cleaning material
used.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah, no, he uses, great cleaning stuff, and he can dull an edge, he can all of the rest of that. It is, in fact... NorthernEdgeArmory.com.
Hot
so,
damn.
Yeah. And also he does choreography on the side if you're looking.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, so.
Also, speaking of things that we did recently and weapons and cartoons in the children's section of Netflix,
Hold on, I want to see where you're going with this.
I don't know that I do.
We watched She-Ra.
Oh my god, yes,
and
we did.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's phenomenal.
Super good. We've been watching it over at my place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a roommate and people that have keys to the house type thing.
It is genuinely
like,
a great show.
It's really fucking good.
Very well done.
Yeah.
And my favorite, because I grew up on She-Ra. She-Ra was a fighter princess, and surprise, I dug that.
Weird.
I know, right? Look, I can have a sword and be pretty. Fuck off.
Like, between She-Ra and Wonder Woman,
Wonder Woman didn't do it for me as much as She-Ra did. There was She-Ra, and then once we got to Xena, I was like, yes, this is awesome. But She-Ra was pretty much my main thing back in the 80s that was like, chicks can be pretty and have weapons and be badass. And that was everything. That was, developmentally, it was one of the best things for me. So it's super fun for me having these guys watch She-Ra, and like, I know you saw She-Ra back in the day, but like, like my roommates have not.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Why?
I didn't expose my daughter to it much, just because we really didn't watch things growing up.
To be fair,
like, she got into Blue's Clues, and that was pretty much it.
Right. It wasn't on TV when she was a kid.
No,
it
right.
didn't have Netflix.
It
at
was.
The time,
it was so. No longer on right. TV. Right around the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Right,
but which has a huge
fan, I'm just
too.
Saying, that doesn't surprise me, your daughter not seeing it. But.
Yeah. Well, my other roommate is like 10 years younger than me and 10 years older than her. So, yeah, that's...
Landed right in that...
Yeah, she would not have been old enough for...
As I am starting to get older.
Right, that... So like, neither of them had seen this stuff before. So they're like, oh, man, these names are super 80s. And I'm like, that's because they're from the 80s. You get,
right.
They didn't update the names at all.
No, the names are the same. And it was based off of a toy line originally. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And so it was just like, okay, I put bug parts on this guy. What are we going to call him? Bug guy.
Have you seen the documentary?
Story checks out.
Yeah.
The toys that
toys that we loved, or the toys of our childhood, or something like that.
Yeah.
What? So I have not.
It was a documentary on Netflix, and it's a series of like, it talks about the toys from the 80s and like how they came to be.
Oh,
and they
my
talk
God.
They talk about all of the fighting between like Mattel and Jenner and
right. Kenner?
Huh?
Kenner?
Kenner, yeah, sorry. Yeah. And like why certain toys came out the way they did is because you know the other toy manufacturer had something similar and they wanted to hit that market He-Man
and the espionage
and He-Man literally was a toy and they created the cartoon to sell the toy.
Yeah, they did that with like G.I. Jones.
Yeah,
too.
But it was they were like the reason they loved He-Man so much is because He-Man crossed every genre.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you had fantasy, you had you know you could have a barbarian and stuff like that. You
Swords
could have
and sorcery.
You could have a sorcerer. You could have a cyborg. You could have a spaceman. You could have a lizard man. You could just like. Every genre you could cram into He-Man.
Yeah.
And so they were just taking, like, the... And just
the toys that made
sitting
us.
In a room, and they were... Yeah. And But they were just sitting in the room, and they were just like, okay, he's got a tiger head, and his arms are tentacles. Good, make the toy. He's got the head robot head with lasers coming out of his eyes, and his body has a cannon in his chest. Yeah, make the toy. Okay,
he's got swords for arms and legs.
Yep.
And his torso is a scuba orangutan.
Yeah. Okay, make the toy. Just
yeah.
Yeah.
And the weirder it was. The better.
There was no stopping it.
And the documentary is fucking awesome. But seeing seeing this cartoon that is made for the cartoon's sake is fucking awesome. But you are right. I loved the moments when they were like, are you fucking kidding me? He's just named after his weapon?
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha. It's so satisfying. Ha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're used to like all of this artistically created. No, you know, like the Ninja Turtles are named after Renaissance painters, and like everything is cleverly named after
his head is a skull, so he is Skeletor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is the
Shadow Weaver's alter ego is what is it? Light
Bringer.
Light Spinner.
Yeah.
Light Spinner.
Mm-hmm.
Light Spinner. Shadow Weaver.
Yep.
Hmm.
That's
he is the king's man at arms, so his name is
Man at Arms.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
What do we call this man? He's kind of like a beast man. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say beast man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Print it. What I will say is it was never difficult to remember their names.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I think...
Triclops. Remember Triclops?
And they just... Oh, I think God. They just gave it to kids and they were like, what would you call this thing? Orang-a-shark? Done.
Yep.
Yeah. But. Whatever. I think my absolute favorite was when we got to the episode with Aunt Castispella. And Jessa was just like, oh, come on!
Yep.
Oh, I'm like, great. Welcome to my childhood, little girl.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Fuck. But, it is, totally aside from the nostalgia, you are correct. Mm.
Their names were very onomatopoeic.
Yeah. Fucking great.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it for everything, because it knows, number one, that it's borrowing from the 80s. It does not pretend that it's not.
I really...
It is upgraded for actual more... specific like character and relationship development than we had in the previous, which I fucking love. The animation style is different and they play with that at certain points, which I find fucking delightful. And yeah, they deal with real topics.
Absolutely.
I watched an episode and I was triggered. But not in like the way, like, because it was a PTSD trigger that got brushed, but it wasn't like a bad trigger I have to whatever. It was just like kind of cathartic, actually, the way that they were handling it. Oh my God. Oh, it's real good.
I was just really happy that they kept like a lot of the names and that, but it wasn't just like a redo of the same story. It wasn't just rehashing.
No.
It was like the whole He-Man. Well,
that would have been like a drug trip,
right? The whole He-Man, the whole He-Man sister of He-Man thing. That's just not a thing.
No.
And the way, you know, like there was just enough similarity in the like the names and you know, they're against Hordak, and she starts out being on the side of Hordak, and then figures out that he's bad and goes rebels. Like, I'm glad they kept that stuff, but the rest of it,
yeah.
They're just like, we're going to create a new thing.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Well, and when something is super ridiculous, hanging a lampshade is the way that most things deal with it. And I've seen it done really badly.
Yeah.
But I've also seen it done amazingly. And this show does it super well.
Yeah.
Very, very pleased with it.
Yeah.
Voltron.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have not actually
as good, but still pretty solid.
Okay.
See, I love Voltron, still pretty solid. Too.
No. I did, too. It's not as stellar as She-Ra was done.
The remake wasn't.
It's not a perfect 10, but the remake was still a good 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, watch the Voltron remake.
I am all about both of them. Yeah, the last season of the Voltron remake just went up. It's season 8.
I think there were I haven't seen the Voltron remake because there were people that I knew from the get-go that were super fucking hyped about this and were disappointed that it wasn't As far as I can tell, they were disappointed it wasn't the same thing. Or they disliked other things about it or whatever. I never got into it.
The old cartoons.
Yeah. Also, I enjoyed Voltron, but I didn't get into it as much as I did She-Ra.
Fair.
Just straight up. Legitimate. I mean, Princess of Power.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, I mean...
Like, I had a Voltron lunchbox. That was my first lunchbox, but I have to say... I've been watching Voltron, but I have been watching the fuck out of She-Ra. Mm. Like, I binged watched She-Ra.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yep. Speaking of shows I've watched recently, a week ago I started Gravity Falls.
Yes.
Today I finished Gravity Falls.
Yes.
Like, that all just happened. it was Joe's fault. Joe got me started on it. And then it was me, Joe, and his best friend, and we were hanging out at his place after we'd done New Year's parties, the three of us, and we picked up where Joe and I had left off at season 2, episode 3, I think, and we just watched the entire fucking day. That is how I spent my first day of 2019. Worth it.
Good on you.
We watched it all the way through. We ordered food from Bite Squad, Uptown Diner, for breakfast.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we just ate hash browns and eggs and English muffins and toast and
times
watched the shit out of... I know. It was a great beginning of 2019.
How will you do it?
That sounds like a great way to kick off the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So yeah, Gravity Falls, highly recommend.
Yeah.
I'm Mabel and Wendy kind of mixed together. But there were so many delightful Mabel moments that, like, she would say a thing or something would happen and, like, she and I would have the same reaction at the same time. And the other two just kind of looked over at me like, yep, see, you're Mabel. I'm like, I am not. I want a light up sweater. Like, I also want a pet pig. Would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also a grappling hook.
Fuck.
Right? See, this is where the connection is made. All right,
fair. All right.
You were like, oh, but it's Mabel, but she's so blah, blah, blah. No, grappling hook. Fucking.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, you can see it now.
Yep. No, yeah.
She's delightful and perky and sunshine and rainbow and unicorns and will fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Mabel.
Ha. It's real good. It's a fucking fantastic series.
It's really good.
Yeah. Now you are ready for Hilda.
I am so excited.
Good. Yeah. We've talked about Hilda.
Yeah, we've talked about Hilda on the podcast and like I'd watched Steven Universe, and I knew I needed to watch Gravity Falls before I got into Hilda.
I know we've talked about it before.
Yep.
But Hilda's so good, you guys.
I finished the first season of Hilda, the only available season of Hilda, and
it's just so pretty.
One, the art is fantastic. It's just so Two, phenomenal. It's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, it is really good storytelling.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there, like, arc building or anything like that, or is it just the storytelling aspect of it?
I would say that there is an overall arc to the season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They build on things as they go.
All right.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Yep.
Should we take a break?
Jenna said yes, and it's her podcast, so yeah.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing. Glad we got that out of our system.
And we're back. I'm Salson.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. Yep. We didn't talk about what we're talking about.
No, we didn't. Did we ever?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of our thing.
I
mean, I have a subject.
I have a predicate.
I have an article.
Preposition.
I have an article.
Article.
See, because the word an, never mind.
Is that an indefinitely?
You're indefinite.
Am I?
So, you're not definite. You're indefinite.
The birthday.
Let's be clear about that.
You're in something.
I was listening to an episode of Invisibilia called Our Computers Ourselves, where they talk about somebody who augmented himself with a computer eyepiece in order to remind himself of topic things. You know, like he's talking to somebody and he's taking notes on it. And because he's talking to a particular person and he's registered that with his computer system that he wears, it brings up notes that he took from before and reminds him to ask about, like, how somebody's kid is doing in college because the person that he was talking to mentioned it before.
Okay.
So he fakes giving a shit.
Well, that's the thing that I want to talk about. Like, because for me, that's a lot closer to genuine and involves his personal desire to connect with someone. And that he doesn't just ignore it, but asks about it and takes notes on it. To me, like, if somebody did that in handwriting, if somebody, like, wrote down your birthday, for example, in a notebook and kept track of it so that they could wish you a happy birthday, we would consider that person very thoughtful. But, like, when Facebook sends us a message and it's like, it's Salsa's birthday today, it's like, to me, that feels... There's a... I appreciate getting birthday greetings from people, but there's... something that does not feel genuine about that. But there's not much difference.
The difference is if you set yourself a reminder, you have done an action to make sure that you remember, sure, as opposed to being passively reminded. I mean, that's my thing.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would also say, if you write it down on a calendar or make a note or something like that to remind yourself and you take that action, it's very different from Facebook sending you, effectively sending you a message and saying, it's this person's birthday today, or like these three people's birthdays today, and then it says, what do you want to tell them? Like, what message do you want to send them on their birthday, and gives you a blank to type something in.
Look, sweetie, I know you forgot, you know, you're not necessarily on top of your aunt's birthday, but I got you a card. You just fill it out. You send it over. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but I think there's a sliding scale of genuineness.
Right there. Because I would absolutely write down somebody's birthday and send them a greeting on their birthday.
Sure.
But I would not write down, we talked about such and such a person's ailing aunt. Ask them about it next time you see them.
Right.
That seems weird.
Well, no. Like, he's talking to Kenji. Kenji says, my daughter is trying out for her yellow belt in Taekwondo, and I'm going to take her to go do that thing, so I can't hang out on Wednesday. And he makes a note, like, Kenji's Wednesday is taking his daughter to Taekwondo for her yellow belt. And the next time that he talks to Kenji while he's taking notes in Kenji's file, it pulls up some of the previous notes that might be relevant, and one of them is daughter's yellow belt exam, and he looks at that and goes, oh, how, you know, the last time we talked, you were talking about bringing your daughter in. How did she do on her yellow belt?
I still feel like that's taking an interest enough to be able to take a note about it. Like, because I have brain issues.
Yeah.
Due to, you know, one too many hits in the head. Yay, I used to be smarter. But so for me, that is taking steps to overcome a weakness or or a non-strength that you have to be able to show that kind of caring, as opposed to, you know, like creepily taking notes on someone so you can stalk them.
I think.
You know what I mean?
I think it might have been that. I think that's what might have been turning me off immediately to it. And as you talk about it more, it doesn't sound like that. But what I heard at the beginning was he keeps a file on everyone.
And I mean, legitimately, that is what he's doing.
And that seems shady as shit to me. And fuck no, do not. You're not keeping a file on me, fucker. No fucking way.
I mean,
like, that's, I'm not cool.
You have
with
a contact
that.
In my phone. That contact in my phone has your name, your birthday, your phone number, your email address.
Why does it have my birth date in there, though? Like, that's,
because
that's
it's
weird.
Because
why
it's
are
connected
you doing
to social
that?
Media.
But.
And because you put your birthday in social media.
I don't, actually.
It's
hidden.
It shows up in my stuff.
That's messed up.
I don't know, but if I knew your birthday,
Facebook now because I have that.
If I knew your birthday, I would still probably put it in that. Like, I ask people before I put their phone numbers and their email addresses and their home addresses in my contacts because that's personal information. And like, I'm using my ability to forget that shit as a service to them.
Right.
I think a lot of this is like one of the reasons I didn't want to be on social media in the first place.
Sure.
Was because I'm somebody who does I place a high value on my
thanks listeners and Kickstarter.
I know, fuck you, Steve. I do value as much as I tell the world everything on this platform. I still have control over what I tell people.
Right.
And somebody keeping a file on me, just fuck no. Like that just. Creeps me the fuck out. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not okay with that.
But if I have a calendar item that you and I are going on a date to get ramen, I mean
that's not keeping a file on someone. Like, and that's and that's I think where the disconnect is coming from.
Sure.
Is a calendar date, you know, my birthday, things like that. That's not that's like those are things that you would know. Having somebody like taking detailed notes of my life is stalkerish and creepy.
What if it's information that you have volunteered to them?
If you're taking notes and keeping that information, it's stalkerish and creepy. Like that is, I mean, what is the line between stalker and, you know, just, you know, keeping detailed notes on somebody? You know what I mean?
Right. Like
that's what I'm saying.
There will be times where I do take notes on something somebody has said to me because I don't have good memory anymore.
That's what this.
So it's that's. I mean, that's the thing is it's.
Yeah.
I think the difference between a friend and creep, basically to break that down, is one that does something without consent. If you've provided information, you've consented to them knowing your information. and if they need to keep a file to remember that information, then I think that's fine. If they are doing it to be able to do something... But number one, if they're doing it against your consent, that's just shitty.
Right.
Yes.
You know, if they're going out and searching for information on you...
Mm-hmm.
That is against your consent. You have not volunteered it. If they are going to use that information against your consent,
certainly
that is also creepy.
Certainly.
So yeah, that's where the line is for me. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, am I cool with it? And that's a personal decision for whatever thing, right? Am I cool with them knowing this information?
Mm-hmm.
Am I cool with them using it to? Throw me a surprise party. P.S. I've always wanted a surprise party.
Fuck.
I know you don't want one. I'm never going to throw you a surprise party because I have that information and I am not going to use it against your consent. And that is exactly my point.
No, I haven't seen it, so I don't know all the details.
Sure.
I'm just based on entirely what you said.
Yeah.
gut reaction.
Well, it's a podcast episode.
Oh, okay.
So you can listen to it.
Whatever. But based entirely on what you
not
said.
Not that anybody listens to podcasts.
That no. went Listeners. Into the creepy territory Wink. For me.
Yeah.
I'm
sure that.
Everybody has their own
yeah.
level of what is and isn't creepy. And for me,
yeah.
that hit it.
Yeah. Fair enough. But, like, for genuineness, when you connect your Facebook, when you create a Facebook account and you sign in and you start connecting friends, Facebook automatically starts suggesting their birthdays to you. I think Jenna hit the nail upon the top when you were like, you have to take an action to do this thing. And I think it's kind of the same way with people being creepy versus friends being helpful or thoughtful is whether that action you're taking, and again,
no, Jenna, I am going to retract there. Just a little bit.
Sure, sure.
There is a difference between providing information willingly and providing information because you have to gain something.
Also that.
You do need to provide a birth date, whether it's accurate or not, to create a Facebook account. So maybe, and that there is a certain amount of, you know, okay, so I need to do this to get a Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that is consensual and how much of it is,
sure,
I need this thing, they're making me do this.
So I have a cherished memory of our salsa.
Aww.
From when I worked with him. He
Which time?
Had to, right. He had to, he couldn't accept, what was it? Something like he couldn't accept the new EULA for, I believe it was Skype, because he had entered in the wrong birthday when he created his user. He had, like, maliciously created a birthday that was wrong, and
I hit buttons at random.
Yeah, he was just like, fucking, January...
January 1st, like, 22, like, 2000.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then he couldn't agree to things and couldn't do anything with the account because...
I was a minor.
Because
yep.
he was underage.
I was about to say, 2000, huh? Jessa was born in 2000. Yep. I know exactly fucking, what age that makes you.
I had like, to create
a
new
so
account.
He was so fucking frustrated. He's like, I can't believe this fucking shit. And I was like... put in the wrong birthday, didn't you? And he was like, well, of course I did.
I'm not gonna put my real fucking birthday in there. Fuck you.
Oh no,
I mean, a part of that is just create a birth date that's, you know,
yeah,
going to allow you to
I didn't
access.
Sit there going, I wonder if they have a minor, you know, no. blah blah, because I'm fucking 37. I don't think
right.
about things like that anymore.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but if you've told them that you're fucking 13, then
I didn't do the math. I just hit fucking buttons. Because I'm not using a real birthday.
No, I know. It was just like...
That is the worst fake ID ever.
It was, it was malicious karma. It was amazing.
You got a fake ID with a minor's birth date on it. That's what you did.
Put in a fake birthday. These fuckers will never know what hit... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So bad.
So then I created a new account.
Yeah.
And I gave it January 1st, like 20 or 1960 something. Because yeah. fuck you.
Huh. Yeah.
But no, the thing is, I appreciate the reminder, and as much as, like, I get some extremely genuine, very personal birthday greetings, personalized birthday greetings
right.
on my birthday. I know that some part of that is probably that in all of the busyness of people's lives, they saw a Facebook notification.
Sure.
I'm not mad about that. I'm not upset about that at all. I'm not even upset about people who took 3 seconds to type happy birthday into a blank that was popped up in front of their screen, interrupting their feed. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely... place one, value one over the other, but I value both. They both took time to do this thing for no other reason than to make my day better, because they earnestly believe that would be the thing. I'm not even mad at people who just, like, scroll past it, or who intend to do that thing, intend to send a message.
Sure.
But, But, like, there is something a little weird and gross. Like, my gut reaction is not that different from salsas when it comes to I have signed up for this thing and I instantly know everybody's birthdays. And worse yet, like, if I disconnect from this, if I delete my Facebook, I lose that information unless I go through and catalog everyone's birthday, which to me seems, that seems even weirder. That seems, if anything, maybe a little bit creepier, like digging through my entire friends list and being like, okay, this person's on this day, this person's on that day. Like, I don't, there's no good answer to that for me, and I'm curious what your feeling is.
Consent. I mean, for me, it really does become a breakdown of consent. Have I consented for these people to know what my birthday is?
Sure.
Cool. Then they know what my birthday is. Whether they track it down, it's a little weird, mm-hmm. given that Facebook provides that service, right?
Yeah.
But if Facebook didn't, and they were like, hey, I wonder when Jenna's birthday is, click, oh, cool, I'll make a note of that and send her a thing. If I have agreed to provide that information, fuck it. Now, if they are going to then, because this has happened, somebody has said happy birthday to me, mm-hmm. and then tried to engage me in a conversation, and I was like, hey, I'm busy. They're like, oh, I just wanted to know if you wanted coffee sometime. Like, as in an interest type way, that's where it gets creepy, is yeah. that they are using my birthday, the information that I've provided to them,
yeah.
in a way that is not consenting to me.
Yeah. Not that you object to coffee.
No, I fucking love coffee. My yeah. favorite coffee is True Stone Coffee. You can get it at TrueStoneCoffee.com.
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 .com.
But, yeah, for me it is a matter of what you consent to.
Yeah.
And, hey, if you are uncertain that asking somebody out on their birthday is a consensual type of activity,
yeah.
maybe fucking don't.
Yeah.
Or ask.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, or, I mean, frankly, wait for another day and just fucking be a man about it and ask. But, or a woman. I mean, yeah. Chicks don't ever message me to ask me out, so I just default to male. But, they don't.
Well, now you've offered that information.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yep.
But no, just fucking do it when you feel the inclination to ask about it, yeah. as opposed to, hey, it's your birthday. I am going to use this as an excuse to communicate with you and then ask you out.
It is that
misuse of the information yeah. that I've provided that bothers me.
Yeah. I feel like there is. Yes. I think that if on your birthday somebody sent you a message and they were like, cup of coffee, that would be a lot less icky for me, personally.
I mean, the way you said it, there's no way to not make it icky.
Yeah, that's, no, that's pretty creepy the way you did that.
That's an Eddie Izzard thing. But
I know.
Yeah.
And yet when you did it.
Yeah, no, I...
No, when, honestly, if Eddie Izzard did that to me, I'd be like, yes.
He'd be like, with cream. But the...
yes.
Yeah. But if somebody, yeah, sent me a message and they were like, oh, hey, you know, would you like to go get coffee sometime? Whether or not I wanted to go get coffee with that person, then good on them.
Yeah. That's how Bill asked me out.
Yeah.
Was via Facebook Messenger. Okay, why
Seems
not?
Seems right.
You've been chatting for a while, then yeah, just...
Well, that's another thing, is that mm-hmm. you had been chatting with him for a while.
It wasn't completely out of the blue.
Yeah.
Although somebody saying out of the blue, like, hey, we're Facebook friends, I enjoy your posts, I'd like to get to know you better.
Yeah.
That's also not horribly creepy to me. Probably going to say no just because of the way that I do those things, but...
Sure.
You know.
But then that's on you. Like...
But I don't find that creepy.
It is up to you to accept or reject, yeah.
Yeah, and then if I say, hey, that's not where I'm at, you fucking accept that.
Yes.
You don't try to push the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, that's There are lines of consent, and I feel like creepy is when you either abuse a consent or try to override a consent.
Yeah.
That's where it gets gross and creepy to me.
Yeah. I would tend to agree.
Yeah.
And do you...
Oh, God. I want to know what's coming with that look on your face.
Well, no, like, very, very similarly. If somebody were wearing an eyepiece that reminded them in face-to-face conversation of something about you, a note that they had taken, how do you feel about that?
How is that different than accessing your actual memory banks, like the ones in your brain?
I don't know that
it is. Because for me...
Yeah.
That is a great way I would want to use to be able to overcome the handicap that I have of not being able to recall memory very well. Sure. Like, for me, that's, you know, my handicapped parking space. I don't know. But, like, that's a tool for me to use to be able to function on that kind of level. So, yeah, that I'm not really against. I don't know how much different that is to me than somebody who has a better functioning memory recall just looking at somebody and being like, oh, yeah, last time I talked to that person, they said this thing. Maybe I'll ask about it.
Yeah.
I've given them that information. How they access it, how they get to it, as long as it's not for possible non-consensual purposes, fuck it.
Wait, and I suppose it's not extremely different from having a text conversation with somebody and then scrolling back.
Oh, yeah.
For a detail. Like,
I've done that.
What show were we going to go see? I was going to get tickets for this thing. What show were we going to go see? Oh, we were going to go see this show. Okay, I'm going to go dial up the tickets for that. And then, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this, Salsa? You look consternated.
Consternated is exactly the look.
I've just been listening and absorbing and trying to work my way through how I feel about it.
Sure.
And I, everything that you're saying makes sense. All of the arguments you're saying make sense. I just cannot shake the gut feeling I have.
That there's artifice involved?
It weirds me out. It creeps me out. I don't like it.
That's fine. So, everybody take note. That's not a thing that Salsa wants. He is not giving his consent for that. Be done.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that. What else do you want from me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Booze and or shout-outs and or a coffee plug.
It goes back to my Facebook usage. You know?
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
I don't put a lot of information out there that I just... Because I don't want that. I frequently go back and delete old posts from Facebook. Because I just don't want that information to be out there forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
It's not the way I like to do things. So, just, yeah. I'm not saying it's inherently bad or anything like that, but I don't like it.
All right. I got nothing further to say on the issue.
Good topic.
Yeah.
Shall we take a break?
Are we going to take a break, or are we just going to go into our outro?
We can take a break.
We've been recording for a while.
Yeah, let's take a break. And then we'll go back into outro. Cool. All right, we'll be back in just a little bit.
The outro.
Yes, that thing that he said.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at AONpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at AONpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@AONpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
So.
Oh, God.
Yep.
You guys don't want to know. Just
no.
Dear listeners, sometimes we save you from our own stupidity, and you're welcome.
And instead, we talk about coffee.
Yay, coffee.
Delicious coffee.
Here's just to take a step back. The shit that we usually talk about, we were censoring you from this.
You're
coffee.
Welcome.
Coffee's good.
I love coffee.
I love coffee.
Coffee's great.
It's like some whipped cream on top.
No, I do not like God dairy products at all in my coffee. No whipped cream, no cream, no nothing.
I have a little side tangent on the topic of coffee. The other day, my roommate and I were hanging out, and I was about to make myself a cup of coffee, and she makes Cafe Cubano, which is amazing. And I make really good...
What is that, by the way?
Oh, God, I don't know if I can describe it. It's a coffee that basically has caramelized sugar frothing kind of thing. I don't know how better to describe it than that.
I would say that's pretty good.
I was not familiar with the term, so.
But yeah, it's like an espresso shot, but super sweet.
Okay.
And she makes it, and it's fucking amazing. And I make a pretty good latte with my fancy coffee bar thing. And I was like, oh, I'll make you a latte if you make me a Cafe Cubano. And she was like, yes. And I was like, coffee culture exchange. This is what makes America great. And it was delightful because she did. Like, I can't think of anything whiter in white culture than a latte. at least at this current point in time.
Sure.
Yeah. And so with her background at Cafe Cubano, it was like, yeah, we're doing a coffee culture exchange. This is great. But I will say I made the way I do lattes at home is that I have a coffee maker coffee bar thing that can do coffee to various degrees of richness. So I basically make an espresso strength rich coffee with my True Stone coffee.
It sounds fucking
phenomenal. It's really
phenomenal.
Fucking good. It's so good.
I've had these, and you make them well, and I think that starts with great coffee.
Right.
You choose good coffee.
Right. I only serve the best coffee, which is, of course...
True Stone,
yeah.
True Stone coffee, yeah.
Yeah, that's the coffee that I serve. Yeah,
it's the way to be.
So, anyway, I wanted to share that coffee anecdote.
Yeah.
Number one, because this is what makes America great. And number two, because True Stone.
I like it.
Yeah.
If you want to exchange coffees with people, or perhaps an extremely belated Christmas gift...
Ooh.
Or an early Febtober Festivus gift.
12th night. That's still
also
a thing, right?
That.
Yeah, you said that like, what, a week into that?
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love shipped directly to my door.
12 True Stone coffees, 11 True Stone coffees, 10 True Stone coffees, 9
it's like they know
True Stone
you so
coffees,
well.
8 True Stone coffees, 7 True Stone coffees, 6 True Stone coffees,
5 True Stone coffees,
coffee tulip glasses,
4
True Stone
coffee
shirts,
3 True Stone coffees, 2 True Stone coffees, and a True Stone coffee.
That's an awful lot of coffee. How am I going to afford... to send that much coffee.
Oh, it's simple. Just use the promo code and get 10%
there's
off.
There's a promo code?
There is. It's apropos.
But what's the code?
Apropos.
The code is an apropos code. I understand this, but what's the code?
Apropos.
Third base. What?
Oh, I haven't been at third base in a long time.
Hey. But then also...
Apropos!
But it's to the tune of apropos.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right.
How much do you save off of that?
I forgot.
10%. You are the worst at this, Salsa. and a lot of other things.
12 True Stone Coffees, 11 True Stone Coffees, 10% off, 11 True Stone
Coffees. Oh, there you go.
I fixed it.
There you go.
Put 11 between, you said 11 twice, and you put it between 10 and 9.
No.
What are you talking
about? No, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're not.
I have audio evidence that you're wrong.
We'll go back later and we'll figure this out.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure I heard 12 True Stone Coffees, 11 True Stone Coffees,
10%
off, 9
True Stone Coffees. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's
it is totally possible that
you might be the asshole. I might be mistaken and Salsa might be wrong. We'll find out later when we go back.
Either way, I'm the asshole.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Are we
Let's
done
be
with
clear
this
about
and if you,
this.
Yeah, and if you, dear listener, know the answer, you too can save 10% off of your coffee and swag order by going to truestonecoffee.com and using the promo code...
Apropos.
But it sounds apropos.
All right. Okay. Shoutouts?
Who's got a shoutout?
I think I do.
I think I can.
Go for it.
I want to make a shout out to everybody who wished me a happy birthday. Like, yeah. Whatever.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On the 17th.
I'd never made a note of it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the level of commitment I expect from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I value your privacy.
I don't.
But do you?
Yes.
But, yeah, probably.
But do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is why I promptly forget
bathroom
everything.
Chatty Cathy, you. Fucking. All right. No, it's
you
fine.
Both have different definitions of privacy.
Yes,
we do. Very different. I don't consider that a private thing.
Yeah, but
that's just.
But is James consenting to it?
No.
Have you gotten creepy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. As long as we're on the same
All right.
page.
That's just peeing. That's not, like, personal.
All right. So, we go to different websites, apparently. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. No. Shout out to fucking people who were kind enough to take even a moment to wish me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are good that I thanked you with a message or with a reply, but I value the time that you invested.
Okay. I'm going to give my shout out to everybody who came over to celebrate New Year with us. It was just a low-key gathering of friends and mostly parents of my children's friends at this point, because that's how my life works at this point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it was good. We you know, as the kids were going crazy in the other room, we sat and we chatted and we had a fire in the fireplace and we just kind of
like chilled. You do.
And then because I'm, you know, not in my 20s anymore, I was in bed by midnight and that made me happy. Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
I was not. Like, I had every intention of a fucking. Yeah, like at midnight being like, all right, it's time to fucking fuck off. Let's go. And nope.
It's still going to be 2019 when you wake up. So, why?
It was 3 a.m. when we went to sleep. I'm not just, clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I well, like I said, when I got back from my party and I stayed up for a while watching Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
But yeah. My shout out is to all of my friends this is going to sound awful and it's not. That made my holiday season tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very hard time with the holidays. Due to just a shit fucking storm of things that compiled a few years back. And
the list is not short.
I don't have family that I spend with the holidays. I'm, you know, every year there's a bit of grieving Bill's death around the holidays and other things on top of that. And I had friends that did a Christmas Eve brunch with me, invited me over to their families, watched Gremlins with me, that people that made sure that I was engaged and felt included in something. It's not, and I've told them this, so it's not quite the same as feeling like you have a family that you belong to, mm-hmm. but it does remind you that there are people out there that do appreciate you and care about your well-being, which in some ways can be better. So that is my shout out is cool. to my friends that kept me distracted, whether it was through engaging with things or chatting or whatever.
All right.
Yeah, I made that shit sad and depressing. Fuck yeah.
All right. This year is now 2019, but it should have been called Fast Five.
Fast Five!
So what we're going to do now is we're going to say we have a Fast Five from Stefan!
Yay, Stefan!
I like that guy. Senpai has noticed us.
Yes.
Pie.
Pie.
All right.
Question number one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Drip or French press? Usually my day-to-day is drip, but God, I do love me a French press.
So, what if this isn't a coffee question?
I don't care.
Fair.
I prefer the French press as a sexual position over dripping as a sexual as well.
Ah.
So my answer remains the same.
If I was going to have somebody make coffee for me, it would be the French press. However, sure. I'm lazy as fuck, so generally I will make a drip. I'm going to say French press.
I'm going to say drip. Because if this is a coffee-related question, and when I make coffee, I like to make like a fucking fuck-off thermos of coffee. And I mean, making a cup of coffee is fine, but the only French press I've ever had is like a one-cup French press.
Oh, I've got a big one upstairs.
Well, how nice for you.
I've got
that is probably pretty nice for you. So, good on you. Can't really be mad about the joy that coffee brings you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Question number two. Swipe or chip?
Fuck, man.
I really don't care.
I kind of don't either.
Like, I know that chip is more secure and so good, but as far as I'm concerned... really no difference.
I feel like the chip is slightly easier for me because sometimes I go to swipe and the strip isn't really good, so I have to swipe a few times, whereas the chip, you just fucking pop it in. So I'm going to go chip.
I think this is, if you're eating something and the chip breaks in the middle of, like, swabbing it through whatever thing, like sour cream, do you try to, like, swipe it out with your finger or do you go in with another chip? I go in with another chip.
Ah, damn. I also go in with another chip, so my answer is still the same.
Yeah.
I think Chip is a cooler nickname than Swipe.
Love you, Chip.
That's a terrible nickname.
Chip is really upset with you right now.
No, Swipe.
Yeah.
Swipe is a terrible nickname.
I know, yeah. That's why I said Chip's the better nickname.
That's awful.
Uh-huh.
Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, see, I would think that the nickname Swipe would be short for ass wipe, when people don't even care enough about you to say ass wipe. Hey, Swipe.
All right. Question number three. I'll go chip, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three: paper or plastic?
Paper.
Like, if it's a book thing, paper. I like having a library. I like lending books.
I just ordered a Kindle, so...
I also enjoy that. I like that. Reading while I poop, but...
I'm very happy for you, James.
I ordered things from American Science and Surplus so that I, specifically so that I could get their paper catalog. I love it. I love it so much. That in and of itself is a gift, as far as I'm concerned. So I love it more than their website. So, paper.
All right.
Going paper as well. Question number 4.
Yeah.
Bacon grease.
Okay.
Or butter.
Oh, shit.
Bacon grease.
I knew what Jenna was going to say.
Yeah, for multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. I have had fudge made with both butter and with bacon grease.
Oh,
and honestly,
fuck.
Bacon fat is so good for fudge. Oh, God.
Especially if you render it.
Oh. Yep. Exactly. Super good.
I gotta go bacon grease, because goddamn bacon grease. As much as I love butter. Oh.
I love butter so much.
Of course, the correct answer is it really depends on what you're making.
Yeah.
It really, really, really does.
Like today, I had seafood and I dipped it in drawn butter, and I don't know that I would get the same joy out of dipping it in drawn.
And if you're
baking, I would. Oh my God, yes.
Maybe that's a thing
amazing.
That we need to do for you now.
And if you're baking, different fats react in baking differently.
Sure.
Like, the difference between animal fats and butter in cookies may have a huge difference on, like, how soft and the form and shape and everything of the cookie. So it really, really, really makes a difference.
Yeah.
That having been said, if we're talking cooking, which is what I assume we're talking about, there's less of an actual chemical reaction going on there, and I think I'm just going to have to go with bacon grease.
I've made a lot of breakfasts in a pan with bacon grease in it. Oh, but I've made a lot of dinners in butter. Fuck.
To be fair, if I have too much butter, it goes poorly for me, so I'm just going to hang out with my bacon grease.
If I was going to jab a spoon into a tub of one or the other and eat that spoonful, it would be butter.
I made scallops just a couple days ago. I make a fucking good scallop, and I do a lemon garlic butter sauce.
Dang,
with it. Question number 5.
Yeah.
Telephone,
all right,
or radio silence?
Oh, that's situational as fuck. Let's see.
I'm okay with radio silence.
We know.
Which is the worst way to get dumped? I'm going to go with radio silence.
Oh.
I would agree with that.
That is way worse, yes.
I mean, if the two options are a phone call,
ghosting.
which sucks, but, you know, at least that's a form of communication over just not.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, I've found myself calling people more and more.
As opposed to radio silencing them?
As opposed to not communicating and just finding out when I get there or something. Or, like, figuring it out when I get there. Yeah.
You will need to hold a gun to my head before I call someone voluntarily.
I know.
Yeah. That is an interesting thing. I prefer text messages and chatting, and my boyfriend prefers phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an interesting thing to negotiate. He has done a really good job at making me more comfortable with phone calls. So that's really helpful. And I feel like, from what I've heard from him, I don't want to speak for him specifically, but from what I've heard, I've made it easier to have chat conversations as well. So it's like we try to accommodate each other, I prefer the texting, but yeah, I would rather have a telephone call than not have communication.
Sure.
Like, I just, that's, yeah.
Yeah. No, Rita, my wife is also a caller, and it irritates me. But, like she will call me on her way home from work.
Okay.
Which makes perfect sense, because she's driving. I don't want her texting.
Right.
Mm.
Like, mm-hmm. that, I get that. I will answer the phone. I'm not going to sit there and go, why didn't you text me? I was just like, yes, call me. But why are you calling me? Like, it's better be good.
Right.
If I'm having I can do either by voice in my car. Ostensibly without taking my eyes off the road and without...
Yeah, but voice to text is not always...
Yeah.
I've kind of mastered the fine art of it.
My voice to text is usually pretty good.
Yeah.
But, man, there have been some doozies. And, of course, I'm not reading it.
No.
So, yeah. That's... Yeah. I find out later that is not what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather do that than, you know, like... look at my phone and actively see what it says.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Well,
what if it's, would you prefer to have somebody call you on a mistake that you made or not speak to you about it? And just like, I think that's the same as breaking up that kind of thing. I would much rather have somebody call me on my shit.
Here's the thing. I'm actually going to go back to earlier.
Yeah.
If somebody is calling me on something that they believe I should be able to correct, but I don't have the capability for, I'd rather they just didn't.
Hmm.
But I would rather, you know, hear if there's a thing that's happening. But if somebody's not going to, you know, take into account, for example... I don't remember things well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is a very specific... I've been coming to terms with it more and more, that I'm just not good at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, calling me out on not remembering somebody's name, fucking, I'm sorry, man. It's not going to happen. The fact that I remember my daughter's name is pretty exciting. So it's like, you know... Because I have been, quote, called out on things that I literally have no control over.
Yeah.
I do what I can to mitigate that, such as taking notes and putting things in calendars and the rest of that. But if you're just expecting me to remember a thing, I can't promise that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's fair.
Yeah. If you're expecting me to remember a thing without telling me you're expecting me to remember a thing, I cannot... If you tell me... Hey, this is important. Please remember this. I'll fucking write it down. But
yeah. I'll make a spreadsheet.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Going back, email number 2.
All right.
Drip or French press?
Yes.
Which coffee making method do you prefer to use on the weekends?
Oh.
Again, prefer French press. The one I actually do.
Yeah. Drip. That's just it. Like, I don't.
Yeah. I think I would. Prefer French press if I had one that was of a useful size.
I do have one that is of a useful size, so if you are ever over, I will point at where it is, and you can French press all you want.
Red. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. It stays in my house, though, because even though I haven't used it in 3 years, it's very important that I have a French press in my house.
Yep.
Okay.
Fair.
Question number 2. Swipe or chip? How Minnesotan are you? Do you swipe the last piece from a potluck plate, or do you chip away at it and only take part of it?
Damn, you were close.
That is clearly swipe, because I am not Minnesotan. No. Fuck that. they left that piece for the next person, and that's me.
Yeah.
I will almost always swipe, because I don't have... Here's the thing. There's some people... and actually, from a very female's perspective, that will feel like they're looked down on for taking the last piece because that means that they are not paying attention to their weight or other bullshit ideal things, but they are ingrained. I don't fucking care. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously not a fat. I'm pretty fucking tiny. Mm-hmm. So few to no one is going to judge me if I take the last piece. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll fucking take it.
It's because Joe got the fat separator.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
What did you call me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God. No, the other thing is that there's a weird part of it to my brain that feels like I am doing a service. So, like, I twist it into a Minnesotan thing. Like, you can leave that for the next person. Or you can clean that fucking plate, which makes it easier for people to take care of that shit.
Yeah.
Right? If you've got a thing just sitting there, like that one last whatever hanging out there,
yeah,
that does nobody any good. I am totally willing to be the savior that comes to the rescue and eats that last piece to make sure that we don't have to deal with the awkwardness of, oh, will you eat this? Will you eat this? Will you? Mm-hmm. Fuck that. So in a weird way, I mean, Minnesotan about taking care of the shit that nobody else is going to take care of because they're too fucking nice.
I honestly don't know. I took the last of some stuff yesterday.
And you will be feeling guilty about it for months.
Entirely possible.
I hope so.
I'm like, I have no control over the shit my brain dredges out of the darkness before, when I'm trying to sleep. It's like, hey, do you remember that one time that you called a friend an idiot when you were in fourth grade and she cried and then you had to come and apologize, but she probably didn't believe you? Yeah, let's think about that for a while.
I feel like taking the last something from a potluck doesn't quite merit that. But that's beside the point. Question number three, paper or plastic?
It's not the same.
Which is more fun, origami or 3D printing? 3D printing. Easily.
I actually love me some origami. That is one of my forms of active meditation.
Yeah.
I can just sit there and fold a paper crane while having a conversation, and it's great. Mm-hmm. So.
I find myself doing origami more, and it is a much more zen thing for me, but I have loved learning 3D printing. Shit. I believe I enjoy origami more. I find it more useful to my emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. I think 3D printing is super cool and very useful.
Yeah. I think you can only make so much with origami.
Yeah.
3D printing, you can make anything.
You could even make origami.
You could even make origami.
You know how much you've wanted to do that?
Holy shit, we just created 3Dception.
I'm in.
Question number four. Bacon grease or butter? Which is better to lubricate a pan for sauteing chicken?
Oh,
as God. I said earlier, for cooking purposes like sauteing, bacon grease, clearly. For sauteing chicken, it's bacon grease.
I mean, that's what I do my my cast iron in, too, is the bacon grease, because that's just...
Fair.
That's what you do, or, man.
Olive oil is what I use primarily, but if I've got it, bacon grease.
Yep.
I stopped using olive oil for most things, and I use butter for most of my pan cooking. Mm-hmm. I really want to try bacon grease for making chicken now, because that sounds
the way to go.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Senpai.
All right. Question number five, telephone or radio silence? Which is the worst... Ooh, you were pretty close over here. Oh? Which is the worst way to receive important project information?
Oh.
Relayed through several other people who may or may not understand what they are telling you, or not at all.
So, like, telephone, the game of telephone.
I think it is radio silence. Personally, I think radio silence is worse.
As a project manager, let me tell you, if you are receiving information by way of radio silence, you are not receiving information.
Right.
If you are receiving information by way of telephone, you should be able to follow up and figure out who the fuck said what.
You at least know that something is.
I feel like, I hate to say it, Stefan, but I feel like that question is erroneous because You said, which is your preferred way of...
No, which is the worst way to receive important
project information. To receive important project information. If it's radio silence, you're not receiving any project information at all. So I feel like that question is broken.
That's worse.
Knighted.
in places where I have worked, I have very frequently discovered that a project has happened with zero communication from the teams.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I'm assuming that that's his intent, because Jenna is correct.
Just don't let her know.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least if people tell me wrong information, I can follow up and get the right information.
Yep.
So I would say radio silence would be the worst between the two.
I am only saying telephone on a technicality because radio silence is not receiving information.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, I agree with you guys.
We finish this up with that's all for now. I hope I didn't cause any undue anxiety for anyone with that last question. Let's just say I will be bringing several things to discuss at the Lessons Learned meeting once my large current project closes later this month.
Oh God! Shit.
Yeah,
oh,
there's some backstory to this. Apparently,
sweetie,
are any of the things you're bringing to the meeting about bacon grease? Because I feel like I might want to be there.
Thanks as ever for being so much fun to listen to, Stefan Senpai.
Yay!
Thank you so much. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first email should include nothing but the five choices, and the second one should repeat the choices and then give the context.
So we know who is right and who is dead.
If you have never submitted one before, you will go to the front of the line. If you get us a hard copy or bribe us with booze, we will jump you in front of even those people.
Why? Fuck! Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
All right.
What?
Okay.
I mean, you're already outvoted, but do you have a dissenting opinion on that?
I'm just going to enjoy that playback once the episode is out.
All right.
I don't understand you sometimes. anything. So, Jenna, tell them about the Die Laughing...
Oh my God, Die Laughing. Application form is now up and available at the Die Laughing dielaughingmarathon.com. It is mostly an application in name. It's so that we can weed out people that really shouldn't be there. But put in the application. I do tend to do booking on a first come first serve basis. Although emails will not be going out for another month, so I can collect people and help get people scheduled into appropriate places. And again, the booking actually happens. I assign hours or offer hours based on, is it kid friendly?
Mm-hmm.
Great. We'll probably do that daytime. Is it, a fucking offensive rating? Probably not going to happen before 10, 11 at the earliest. Mm-hmm. So, PM. PM. Like, we save that stuff for the mm-hmm. you know, the after dark, as mm-hmm. it were. So that's a part of it. I do take, if you're doing some kind of financial challenge thing into account,
mm-hmm.
It is a fundraiser for Fearless. It's kind of dual purpose in that it's a fundraiser, but it's also a community hangout thing. So,
mm-hmm.
We love it when people try to raise money for us. That's like just a bonus feather in the cap. But I'll make sure, if you're trying to make money for us, we'll give you, you know, a better spot than if you weren't. And then just, when did you get your application in?
Mm-hmm.
People that get their application in early get better spots, because mm-hmm. that's just how I book. So if you want a good spot, get your application in. DieLaughingMarathon.com.
.com.
Yep.
Likewise, Fearless Comedy Productions does a Fringe sponsorship.
Yeah.
If you have a Fringe show that you are thinking of producing and need a little bit of financial assistance, let us sponsor you. And how do you do that? You go to the fearlesscomedyproductions.com website, and you go and you fill out an application. Applications everywhere. You get an application. You get an application. Go to the Fearless Fringe application, fill that out, and we will get back to you beginning of February.
Yep, and we do reward a... I don't remember how many we're doing this year, but I think it's like one for non-fearless. So if you're not a fearless person, you can still get a sponsorship. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that is a review and selection. Hmm. So, you might be one of two people that apply. You might be one of 20. You have no idea, but go ahead and apply for it and see what happens. Pitch it real good.
Anything else to plug?
Nope.
Oddly,
I do not have any shows coming up for a couple of weeks.
All right.
The next one is Vilification Tennis at the end of the month. So,
in that case, thank you so very much for listening, all of you people. Have a wonderful new year. Thank you for sticking around with us for another year. I don't know why, but thank you. I appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
And,
agreed.
Have a happy new year. Awesome. Love you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye. Happy New Year. Bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.